It's 5 o'clock.
Rod McNeil with the news in brief. The Sydney CIB is investigating allegations of illegal financial dealings by officers of the New South Wales Registrar General's Department. The government confirmed this in Parliament today after a question by the leader of the opposition, Mr. Wren. He asked whether police were investigating senior officials to find out whether they had had illegal financial dealings with solicitors and large property developers over land transfers, subdivision approvals and title registrations. Students from Portuguese Timor who've been studying in Indonesia claimed today that they had been ordered to leave Indonesia and that some of them had been detained by the Indonesian security organization Kopkamtip. A statement from a students' organization known as the Collective Democracy Students of Portuguese Timor was delivered to the ABC's Jakarta office this morning. They said the Indonesian security organization had given as its reason for the expulsions the meetings held recently by the student group in Indonesia and discussions they'd had with Portuguese officials. Special flights have been arranged between Port Moresby and Cairns in North Queensland to import beer from Papua New Guinea to relieve the shortage in Cairns. Tomorrow, a chartered aircraft will carry 1,000 cartons of South Pacific beer to Cairns and then fly back with fresh vegetables and frozen foods. The shortage in Cairns is part of the beer shortage affecting all Queensland as a result of a strike by brewery workers for the past 3 weeks. There has been a rise of 25% in shipping freight rates to Europe. The Australian Shippers' Council, representing exporters, said the hardest hit by the increase would be producers of fruit, dairy produce, sheepskins and some lines of meat, as well as some manufacturers. An example of the increase was 4 cents a kilo in sending beef to Europe.
About 100 railway signal maintenance fitters will continue a strike which caused brief delays on most suburban lines this morning. However, a spokesman for the railways says train services will be affected only when signals or point failures occur. The men stopped work yesterday afternoon over the transfer of 2 fitters. They voted today to stay out indefinitely. A Melbourne management consultant has called for the abolition of the Prices Justification Tribunal as a positive step towards restoring business confidence. Mr. John Young of J.P. Young and Associates was addressing businessmen on the topic, what the private sector would like to see in the budget. He said the tribunal had set the economy back several years by not allowing profit to be taken into account when setting prices. If consumers wanted something, they would pay enough for it to be made profitably. If they didn't want the product, they wouldn't pay, and no one would bother to make it. More news at 6.
The Graham Kennedy and Richard Goo Drive Home Show.
Oh, it's a surprise. Charles Trenet.
It is indeed.
With a song he wrote himself called Boom.
La pendule fait tic-tac tic-tic. Les oiseaux du lac pic-pac pic-pic. Glou-glou-glou font tous les dindons. Et la jolie cloche ding-dang-dong. Mais boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. Et c'est l'amour qui s'éveille. Boum, il chante loving gloom. Au rythme de ce boum qui redit boum à l'oreille. Tout a changé depuis hier et la rue a des yeux qui regardent aux fenêtres. Y a du lilas et y a des mains tendues sur la mer, le soleil va paraître. Boum, l'astre du jour fait boum. Tout avec lui dit boum quand notre cœur fait boum boum. Le vent dans les bois fait boum, la biche aux abois fait bah. La vaisselle cassée fait fric fric frac. Et les pieds mouillés font flic flic flac. Bah, boum, quand notre cœur fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum. L'oiseau dit boum, c'est l'orage. Boum, l'éclair qui lui fait boum. Et le bon Dieu du boum dans son fauteuil de nuage. Boum, boum, boum. Car mon amour est plus vif que l'éclair, plus léger qu'un oiseau, qu'une abeille. Et s'il fait boum, s'il se met en colère, il entraîne avec lui des merveilles. Ah, le monde entier fait boum, tout avec lui dit boum, quand notre cœur fait boum boum. tout avec lui dit boum, quand notre cœur fait boum boum boum, on entend que boum boum, ça fait toujours boum boum.
Charles Trenet. Oh, he had a little bum on the end there that I'd forgotten about. Just play the little bum on the end.
On a very low level, I would think, Graham. However, anyway, we'll do it.
At 5:06.
There it is.
It's almost not there, isn't it? Is it? It's almost non-existent. Charles Trenet with bum, which, of course, translated into English is bum.
Yes, it translates very well.
My little Charlie, that was.
Yes, you've got pet names for everybody, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Who am I?
My little Dickie.
Now, who's the boss, Mr. Duckmanton?
My little Ducky.
And what's your dachshund dog?
My little Ducky.
And when you go fishing, what do you use?
My little Dingy.
And when someone comes to your front door, what do they do?
Oh, that's the best part. They use my little donger.
With Sweet Dreams and Honey, Honey. I've been pestered in the nicest possible way by one of the girls in our record library to play a honey song for some inexplicable reason, she wouldn't say.
The one with the white hair?
No, that's lovely.
Who's the
Olga.
One with the white hair?
Olga, who helps me with this.
Isn't that the... She must be the oldest record lady.
No. She just has nice blonde hair.
No, it's white. It is so white. Really? When she's driving home at night, she has to turn her head down to dim.
Oh, I'm pleased I'm not going in tomorrow.
Oh, it's only 2 days to go, love. You can say anything you like now.
I can't.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You've got to work here, don't you? Do you want to see one of those? Look.
Mosquitoes have been very bad at Frankston. Busy night. Oh, it is for us, yes. Oh, premiere of The Box tonight for... well, what would you call tonight? Preview, I suppose.
Premiere.
Well, no, that's tomorrow night. I mean, it commences tomorrow night.
Yes, well, that's the first night.
We all go tonight. Yeah. Guess, you know, there are a lot of people in the movie version of The Box. There's, and a lot of people associated with the production. There's Hector Crawford and his lovely wife Glenda, and there's Dorothy and Ian Jones. All the actors, all the crew. Guess who, after arranging invitations for a lot of people, guess who didn't get an invitation?
One of the people in it?
Yep.
Paul Caro?
No. He got one.
Oh, it wasn't you, was it?
Yes, it was me! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to shout. Yes, I haven't got one at all, so I'm not going... Yes, I am going there tonight. Oh, the old boxeroo-poo.
It'll be your second time, won't it?
Yes. I think, you know, for people who watch the serial and love the serial, I think it's probably a beaut movie. I never like watching myself publicly. At home I do all the time, of course. You know what my bathroom's like.
Yeah.
The one in
yeah.
mine. Yeah. You've been in there, haven't you?
Yes. Mm. Mm. Mirrors.
Hurtful. Hurtful and kinky. This is Melbourne's Hello. It's 11 and a half minutes past five, and here's my little Dickie to play a gramophone recording.
Thank you. It's my Melanie's haircut. Oh,
did I tell you that in Santo Domingo... No, I'll rephrase that.
I think you probably want to tell me about Santo Domingo.
Well, as it's got here, Santo Domingo.
Go on.
Actually. A 115-year-old man from Puerto Rico came to the Dominican Republic on holiday and married a 16-year-old girl. That means he's 99 years... The girl is 99 years his junior.
Isn't that absurd?
Ramon Garcia Diaz, who has never been married, said, I didn't have time before. I've been an adventurer. He's a retired deep-sea diver who draws a $240 pension from the United States government as a World War I Army veteran. How about that? She's 16, he's 115, and they spent their honeymoon trying to get him out of the car. Oh, it's a nice low-level one. Oh.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Something. Yes, there she was. What's her name? Watermelon or something.
Melanie.
Melanie, yes. With a thing called Brand New Key. Melanie Safka.
Indeed. It's 5:15. This is Melbourne's Hello.
Do you like the weather?
I think the weather would be fun.
Right. Here comes the weather. How would you like it? Frankston Common? Balaclava Common? Or ABC...
Delicious.
ABC... Delicious, all right.
Yeah.
I'll do with that. The bureau forecast for Melbourne for the remainder of Wednesday evening and night is cold with drizzle at times. Southeasterly to southwesterly winds will average 8 to 12 knots over Port Phillip Bay with slight to choppy seas. Some further drizzle. That's what it's got here. Do you think you know what a drizzle is? Write to my little drizzle competition. It's definitely got drizzle.
Yes,
D-I-R-Z-Z-L-E.
Drizzle. I think we might have drizzle, I think.
Who writes this out?
I don't know.
I-Z.
Lovely Geraldine.
Oh, Geraldine, that's all right. She's allowed one drizzle. Some further drizzle, Geraldine, is expected tomorrow evening, but it should be fine and cool in the afternoon. The temperature now is 10 degrees.
Beautifully done. It's 5:16. This is Melbourne's Hello, the Chicken Dick Show.
770s Radio.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, it's also the end of the written material.
Oh.
If you could see her through my eyes, you wouldn't wonder at all. If you could see her through my eyes, I guarantee you would fall like I did when we're in public together. I hear society moan, but if they could see her through my eyes, maybe they'd leave us alone. How can I speak of her virtues? I don't know where to begin. She's clever, she's smart, she reads music. She doesn't smoke or drink gin like I do. Yet when we're walking together, they sneer if I'm holding her hand. But if they could see her through my eyes, maybe they'd all understand. Understand your objection. I grant you the problem's not small. But if you could see her through my eyes, she wouldn't look Jewish at all.
I didn't know that was me. When you played the start of that, I thought, oh, that's a familiar intro. I thought, oh, Joel Grey it probably is, or someone, because I didn't know there was ever a 45 lifted from that album.
Actually, I've got an idea. This is the second 45 lifted from it. I can't for the life of me think of what's on the Corner of the Sky, I think's on the other one.
Uh-huh.
I'm not altogether sure about that, but it does say, from the highly successful Warner Brothers album WS20013, Graham Kennedy sings the show. Would you like me to do a quick rundown of the cover?
No, thank you.
Bliss.
No, no, please don't do that. You did one on Sunday. You're improving.
Only one, only because one. It was very, very, very important.
That's right.
5:19, this is Melbourne's Hello, on this Wednesday the 13th of August.
Do you think you know what a blitz is?
I think quite possibly I do. I would like a little bit of notice that we were going to do that, however.
Oh, no, I'm producing these last couple of nights.
tincture of an improvement, I might say. Lots of written stuff.
Oh, dear. Now, we have this... If you've just tuned in, you're mad. We've been doing this for 9 weeks, driving us insane, it is. But we have these stupid things, you know, it's something to do. Can't just sit here playing records. So we have this competition, and it's a product which you can buy over the counter. That is, it's not a product you can buy over the counter. I mean, that's a silly thing to say. But if you could buy it over the counter, what would it be? If you think you know what it is, and you're the first correct entry out of our barrel the day after tomorrow, you win 5 albums by Brian May and the ABC Melbourne Show Band. And they're beautiful albums, including the one where he runs over the dog.
Yeah, which is your favourite.
Mm, called When the Dog Sits on the Tucker Box, 302 kilometres from Gundagai. Now, this product's called a Blitz, B-L-I-T-Z. And if you think you know what it is, perhaps it's a chocolate bar, perhaps it's a can of beer, perhaps it's a roll-on, it might be anything.
Yeah. I doubt whether it's any of those because you spray it.
How do you know?
Well, we said last night.
Oh, that's right. He whipped it out and sprayed her with his Blitz.
Yeah.
So lovely clues there. Spray the best on. Possible taste.
Here's tonight's clue.
I don't write them. When you're writing to Axes and Orchids, don't blame me, my little treasures. My little festival of lighters.
I don't write them either.
No, no. Peter Cornford.
It's a dreadful indictment. He doesn't write them either.
Well, Peter, the nice man behind the glass there. The two Peters tonight. Place is lousy with Peters.
Lots of Peters. Here's tonight's clue.
Like the Vatican.
Here's tonight's clue.
Yes, you can. No, don't bother to ring. We know this is distasteful.
Quite. Oh, I remember, Mother. Well, let's
What is wrong now, Dickie?
It really should be on television.
Come on.
Oh, I remember, Mama. Well, let's face it, who'd forget her? How often do you come across a gypsy from Valletta?
That's in Malta.
My upbringing was thorough, though it mightn't please the purists. I got my pocket money from the pockets of the tourists.
Yes, Mama taught me everything, from rape to liquidation. You can't forget a woman who's the symbol of a nation. And as I think of how she sleeps, so still, so cold, so placid, I wonder how her Blitz got loaded with sulfuric acid. Well, that's not much of a clue, is it?
Well, it means that you can spray this particular thing, and this poor, poor woman actually had the substance substituted with sulfuric acid.
What an evil thing to do.
Isn't that dreadful?
I hope it gives you a clue on, though, what a Blitz could be.
Yes.
I don't think it does much. Read the end of last night. That was good.
Question without notice there.
I'm sorry.
Little guy.
Well, I don't have it all, you see, my little dickie. I could read you tomorrow. I'll jump him with me Blitz. No, that's not too good.
Yes, the end of last... Oh, actually, the end of last night's was you.
Oh, was it? He always liked his little joke and had the place in fits, but people gasped in horror when he sprayed them with his Blitz.
Yes.
If you think you know what a Blitz is, on the front of the envelope put My Little Dickie Competition, Box 1686 GPO Melbourne. On the back put, I think a Blitz is a so-and-so. And then put your name and address. Don't put anything in, though. Don't put anything in the envelope.
Please remember that all entries have to be in by Friday morning, because we're going to draw them out of the barrel on Friday afternoon.
Isn't it exciting?
It is. I'm just so excited I'm going to have to let this record go.
Francis Bay?
No. Never. Percy Faith and Crunchy Granola Sweet.
Thank you.
Wasn't that hateful? Who was that?
It was beautiful, by Percy Faith and his orchestra, called Crunchy Granola Suite.
Ah, yes, yes. I've got it written down here. The Crunchy Granola Suite. You played that on Sunday.
Not that version, I didn't.
No.
Played by Neil Diamond.
That's right. Look, although it's all clear on the roads, my little tax-paying darlings, it's pretty busy at Tullamarine tonight.
Making up for last night, I should think.
Yes, no international flights last night, but tonight, one, two, three, four, five, six. But they're all Air New Zealand.
Not all of them. There's a Qantas flight arriving from Sydney at 10 to 11. That's 641. And Qantas Flight 6 arrives from Rome via Athens at 10 to 5 tomorrow morning.
Mm.
Oh, that'd be unpleasant. Could you imagine going into the airport to meet people at that hour of the morning?
Oh, I see. I thought you meant it might be unpleasant because a lot of...
No, I didn't mean that at all.
Oh, I see. However, a good spray. I think they're in Darwin. No, you can't have fruit fly coming in.
True.
I had fruit fly once. No, truly, a passion fruit blew up in my lap.
British Airways Flight 970 arrives from London via Perth at 25
to 11. Honest John Gilbert used to say a funny thing. There was a famous artist. Now, what was her name? No, we won't mention her. But she did have terrible, terrible... She had a skin problem on her bella faccia.
She was the acne of imperfection.
Oh, wasn't that terrible? Yeah, she was a bit pocky, you know. And Honest John used to say, well, now there are two things Honest used to say, and I've got to think about what. One was that she'd powdered off with breadcrumbs, which is a bit pro-y, because after you've got your makeup on, you have to powder off.
Oh, I am sorry.
Richard, that's most unprofessional.
I was trying to get the...
Don't take it out on Mike. but no, and this girl, her first name was Irene. And she did have, at this stage, she's lovely now, she's had a complete body lift. But she did have the rather pocky, you know. And Honest John used to say, it looks like a passion fruit's blown up in her face. Which made us all laugh. What were the flights? Dickie, would you do the flights, please?
Certainly, Graham. Air New Zealand, flight 845, arrives from Auckland at 20 to 6.
With fresh New Zealanders on it.
That's only 11 minutes from now, because it's 29 past 5. And Air New Zealand, 386, departs for Wellington at 7 p.m. Thank you, Bruce.
Is that all of them?
That's all.
What about
six of them?
British Airways.
I've mentioned those.
Have you?
British Airways 970 arrives from London via Perth at 25 to 11. It was just that you crushed the 25 to 11 the last time I said it.
Maltese police have closed down a nightclub co-owned by Australian entertainer Rolf Harris. Acting on orders from higher authorities, the police shut down Caesars, a club and restaurant owned by Harris and former British singer Don Charles. Never heard of him. Government sources said the government wants majority Maltese ownership of the business. It was the second time in 3 years that the club has been ordered closed. Rolf Harris and Don Charles reopened after the first shutdown when they secured permission from Malta's Department of Trade. The name of the nightclub is Caesars, and it's located in the seaside resort of Bajiba. I'm not surprised that they closed it down. Rolf was probably walking around with his walker board, driving them all insane. And of course he frightens people anyway, with all that beard. That's not a face, that's an armpit.
I thought.
Yes, you're right. That was Morning Beautiful. Tony Orlando. Oh, I wonder if he's related to the people in South Australia. Tony Orlando and Dawn. It'll be Dawn Lim there with him there.
It's 27 to 6. Melbourne's Ello will have news at 6 o'clock. The intercapital daylight arrives from Sydney at half past 8 tonight. And the spirit of progress departs for Sydney at 6:45. Southern Aurora leaves at 8 p.m. for Sydney. The Overland departs for Adelaide at 5 to 9. And the Vineland, they can come in. You're a funny little sauce.
Now, I didn't trip over anybody's pile because I worked out after. It's taken 9 weeks, but I can dodge around their piles.
John Ames has got one out there tonight.
Has he? Oh, John, while Bill Ackfield has body parasites.
Sore throat.
Oh, is it? Oh, we found out. Oh, good.
Laryngitis.
John Ames, who's very nice, will be here.
John will be pleased to hear you say that, because he seemed to have some idea the other day when you, I don't think ignore is too strong, when you ignored him in the corridor.
I didn't ignore him.
You said hello, John, and went straight past.
Oh, I thought he was from the rural department. You said never speak to the rural people.
Never said never speak. Very nice. Bill Quadling, very dear person.
Cheerio.
To my idol be divine, let's hope this never happens to us. She may look a little worn out, she may have a couple of gray hairs, a little ragged, a little haggard, a few wrinkles here and there. But you should have seen her 21 years ago, she would have captivated you. Why, she was Miss Subway of 1952. She had a stunning figure, and her hips weren't any bigger than her bust long. She's gotten just a little saggy, and her skin's a trifle baggy, but there was a time when everything was perfectly placed. She had a beautiful face. Look a little made up, especially around the eyes. A little goopy,
a little droopy, but once they were quite a prize. Yes, you should have seen her 21 years ago. They were a devastating hue. Why, she was Miss Subway of 1952. She had a million men around her, giving gifts that would astound her. Why, she couldn't even walk down the street. Yes, she had lovers by the dozen, and she even had some cousins who just couldn't stop throwing themselves at her feet. She was so dainty and a sweetheart. She may look a little worn out, she may have a couple of gray hairs, a little ragged, a little haggard, a few wrinkles here and there. But you should have seen her 21 years ago. She would have captivated you. Why, she was Miss Subway of 1952. Wah, 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 yeah.
Oh, that was Cher having an attack of the wah-wahs there.
I'm so very fond of that, actually, Graham.
Miss Subway of 1952. What were you doing in 1952?
I was just starting school. I was five. Did you like school?
I was in radio the first time in 1952, I think, and national service the first time.
Yeah.
No, I loathed school.
I had the most traumatic first day. I had this awful, awful
so
teacher.
So did I. Yeah, I lost my plasticine.
Oh, no, I didn't. I kicked her in the shins. She was vile. She said, he'll be all right. He'll be all right.
Oh, did you cry when your mum went?
Oh,
wasn't
cry.
Vile. Yes, howled.
Oh.
Floods of tears. I remember all that. Grandma took me.
Leave him here. He'll be all right. And I kicked her in the shin straight away.
Yes.
And I wasn't a nasty child.
Oh, and in the third grade, the school bully. I'll never forget. Oh, terrible. I remember the school bully took my lunch and threw it down the dunny. I hated the school bully. She was awful.
It's 23 to 6, Melbourne's LO, driving home with Graham Kennedy and Richard Coombe. Do you remember your first teacher's surname?
Miss Lindsay.
Yes, mine was Miss Hitchens. Loathed her.
Miss Hitchener?
Miss Hitchens.
Oh, Miss Hitchens, yes.
Or Mrs. Hitchens. Then I had Mrs. McGrath, who was beaut. Go on.
Go on what? Oh, no, you said something awful before. No, John Amy's. Nice. Nice. I like
it.
See, over the 9 weeks, we've had a lot of fun with other, you know, other announcers on the staff. And, you know, we've sent up people like Kevin Arnett. It may surprise you to know I've never met Mr. Arnett and would like to very much. But he's not on in the afternoon.
No.
And it's the same. Mike Lynch I've met.
Yes. Charming guy.
Haven't met Helen Morganson.
Helen Jackson.
Helen Jackson. Talked to her though on the telephone. She got me a cab one day. Norman Ellis, of course, I've known since this time, 1952.
Bill Ackfield, you know.
Bill, I know.
Ralph.
Ralph. Worked with Ralph before somewhere. I forget where. Jazz concerts, I think, we used to do. No, everyone here's lovely. Oh, you know, there's a couple of prawns, but mostly everyone's lovely. And if you think, you know, that when we've been having fun with some of these people that I've really meant it, of course not, it's all in fun. Cheerio.
Ideals that have no worth, and getting it on together, they spark with a feeling that should surround the earth. We've got to join together, let our laughter fill the air. It's time for every race and creed to throw away their every care. Let's march unite us all as one in the spirit of a Lord above, and let us all remember. Peace and love. age we're living in, this meeting should be held. Calling people black and white from all parts of the world. And we will try when we are there to know each other well. And hope that in the future these relationships will tell. And we've got the joy together.
Steve Allen with the official song of the 1974 Commonwealth Games played in New Zealand, Join Together.
King of all tonight shows he was, Steve Allen.
Not that particular one, that's a little New Zealand.
Oh, little Maori Steve Allen.
No, I don't know that.
Little New Zealander.
Little white New Zealander.
Oh, I consider Maoris white people.
Isn't it a...
They draw things on their face when they're excited.
Yes.
And they have a haka.
I know.
And stick their tongue out.
Poor little souls.
Yes, running around on all that hot tararoa and jumping into the old geezers.
Some of the...
You haven't done Philip Nelson for a while.
No, I haven't. Not about to start now. Had a lovely dinner last night with Philip.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Had Philip round to Din's last night. It's 18 to 6, Melbourne's LO.
ABC Colour tonight commences, well, it's on now, actually.
Trueen.
Something's creeping up under me.
Shades of Brass. It's the ABC promotion.
Oh, I see.
Whatchamacallit.
All right. Oh, blimey.
ABC News with Jeff Raymond at 7 o'clock tonight.
This Day Tonight, introduced by Peter Couchman, love him, follows at 7:30.
Cretan, certain women continue to live out the problems which affect most of us at some... I don't really think they affect us, do they? However, most of our women listeners...
I quite like Cretan, certain women.
Yes, but I don't think the problems actually affect us, do they?
Some of them do.
Some of us belong to the stars. In this week's episode, it's...
It's on tonight at 8
yes,
o'clock.
Yes, of course it is.
And then at 5... Would you take that music down, please? And then at 5 to 9, the third programme in the series, The Seven Ages of Men, looks at the role of the lover. Jilly's parents are away for the night. Hello? And she decides to entertain her boyfriend. This could be good, 5 to 9. Sounds like they get their gear off in this one. Jilly's parents are away for the night. And
Jilly
she...
Who?
I don't know. You've got to watch it.
I don't think Shakespeare actually wrote about a Jilly.
Jilly's parents are away for the night, and she decides to entertain her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He had planned to take her to a movie. However, he changes his plans after an intimate candlelit dinner. Oh, 5 to 9 on Dirty Old ABC.
The Times art critic Robert Hughes continues with
He's an Australian.
9:20, I should be watching that.
He's an Australian.
Oh, no, I can't.
No, we'll be locked in the theatre. They're locking all... truly are. No, I've had a word with the manager at the Swanston. What a lovely venue it is.
But it's very sensible. I was chatting to somebody about
if
this.
If you can walk, it is, because there's nowhere to park.
I hope that Little Collins Street isn't going to be too busy tonight, because that's where I'm going to park.
Oh, it will be. Little Collins Street will be busy, mate. There's all those people there.
Oh, yes.
All the pros, they'll all be doing the beat there.
No, it's a good place to have it, because all those people that wanted to go and see Towering Inferno and couldn't get in just rocked downstairs to the slot.
So it has been, but it's successful. So that's about that's the yardstick we use in broadcasting. If you get ratings, you're in. If you don't, you're out. Don't I? Bloody well know.
It's 5:45, Melbourne's LO, driving home with Graham Kennedy and Richard Coombe.
Lord, oh my
punk, of burning love.
Yeah, that was the young generation. Did that galvanise your iron?
It corrugated mine.
Oh, it's 12 minutes to six, and this is Melbourne's,
On the tip of 3LR. No, that's...
3GK. 3LO. 3LO it is. Tonight on ABC Colour.
We've done that.
Have we? Oh.
I don't live in Toorak, but some wealthy friends do. And I've just been told about something that's in the Toorak Times this week. Interesting, when... Yes. Did you know that Little Dickie was a Toorak gourmet?
Oh, this is in the Toorak Times, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. He was recently spotted at Smorgas, Two Faces, Omar Khayyam, and Maxim's.
Oh, is that true?
Well, I have eaten it. Smorgas I love. Have eaten there. The Omar Khayyam.
Ooh, Dickie. No plugging.
I'm not. How dare you?
You won't be allowed to do that next week when you're by yourself.
I'm not by myself next week if you...
No, but in the future when you are by yourself.
No.
Dying the death of a dog in the surveys.
Excuse me, not true. Not true.
Yeah, I heard it was Trueen and Rigididge.
No way known. Philip Nilsson.
But you will miss me. Too. Oh, where's Philip been seen?
Oh, it just says if you get out of hand, no comps for the department.
Sadly, don't know what that means.
Department was.
A bit esoteric.
The health department, possibly.
Smugglers are getting smarter all the time. Had you finished? I'm sorry, had you finished?
Yes, I had.
That's for you. Smugglers are getting smarter all the time, but the US Customs Service is still recovering contraband from the most unusual places. The Customs Service, that means items, the Customs Service said at the weekend that smugglers are even spawning companies that make special containers for hiding illegal goods. One West German firm modifies champagne bottles to conceal narcotics in their corks. And another company specializes in supplying items like hollowed-out crucifixes and church collection boxes with false bottoms.
Disgraceful.
That's shocking.
Disgraceful.
Among the items the customs men have found so far this year are heroin in a copper engraving of the Last Supper, 150 pounds of marijuana in three imported Jamaican love seats, hashish in a smelly barrel of salted mackerel, the dogs found that one apparently, diamonds in a ballpoint pen, and 45 parrots, valued at $2,250, who squawked when an inspector squeezed a pile of quilts on the rear seat of a car at the Mexican border. They use other places too, for hiding things. We can't go into that though, because it's not suitable radio material. But you can, you know.
Amazing. Glad
it
I'm
is
not
amazing,
a smuggler.
Yes. Very easy to pick though, because you walk funny.
It's 9 to 6 news in 9 minutes.
Poor little sad little Louisette, don't you cry, don't you fret. Some blue boy is longing just like you. Somewhere to be true to, one lucky day lovely love will come your way. Get set, blues, true love is coming, your troubled heart soon will be humming. Some blue boy is longing just like you to find a someone to be true to. One lucky day, lovely love will come your way. Pretty little Bluesette, mustn't be a bother. Have you had the news yet? Is round the corner, love wrapped in rainbows and tied with pink ribbon to make your next springtime your gold wedding ring time. So dry your eyes, don't you pout, don't you fret, goody good times are coming, loser. Oh, longing just like you to find someone to be true to. One lovely day, lovely love will come. You
Is that Wonderful Baby?
No.
Oh, I shouldn't have been whistling. Sorry.
No. Bluesette it was, from Morgana King.
Why don't we have Nana Mouskouri on more often?
Oh, no real reason for that.
I don't like her at all, but I can pronounce her name now after knowing you. Gosh, I've learned a lot from you, Dickie.
Thank you, Graham. That's good to know, because I like to help people.
Mm. See, I used to say Nana Mosk. I can't even say it the way I used to say it, but it's Nana Mouskouri.
Yes, I was a bit annoyed watching ABC Colour the other night. Some clown in Sydney. Some wonderful colleague in Sydney, stupidly. You realise, of course, this goes up there. Some wonderful colleague in Sydney was talking about the Nana Mouskouri programme and mispronounced a name, called a Mouskouri, and it's not. It's Mouskouri.
It's Mouskouri.
True.
See, that's one of the things I've learned from Dickie.
Yeah. I do all I can, of course, to help a poor little underprivileged superstar.
Yeah.
What is going on out there?
The producer's coming in. Careful. Oh, it's a flash. Really? Or does it say Greg's home again? Is it one of those?
There is one on Friday night at 8 o'clock, ABC Colour, next Friday night. Thank you, Peter. A Nana Mouskouri special.
Oh,
Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
Isn't that nice news? Thank you.
Oh, on ABC Colour.
We'll play a Nana Mouskouri record that evening.
Mm.
This is a form of promotion.
This is the Richard Coombe Show. His panel operator tonight is Graham Kennedy.
And here's Kevin Hocking Singers to sing about us.
Graham and Richard.
It's 5 to 6.
770s Radio.
Your
It's one of the best Australian records around at the moment by Mark Williams. Yesterday was just the beginning of my life.
Richard Coombe and I will be back tomorrow night for the second last program in this series. Portions of tomorrow night's program will be pre-recorded.
Indeed, it's a minute to six.
Something creeping up under me, Dickie.
The entire Boston Pops.
No wonder there's a lot of action down there.
See you a little later, Graham.
See you a little later, Dickie.
Bye now.
Bye now. It's very loud, mate.
It's meant to be. News in 30 seconds.
The Chattanooga Choo Choo from the Boston Pops, conducted by Arthur Fiedler. Melbourne's Ello. It's 6 o'clock.
News in brief with Paul Vasey. A Melbourne management consultant has called for the abolition of the Prices Justification Tribunal as a positive step towards restoring business confidence. Mr. John Young of J.P. Young & Associates was addressing businessmen on the topic, what the private sector would like to see in the budget. He said the tribunal had set the economy back several years by not allowing profit to be taken into account when setting prices. If consumers wanted something, they would pay enough for it to be made profitably. If they didn't want the product, they wouldn't pay, and no one would bother to make it. The federal opposition today unveiled a new policy on migration, which says the prospects of individual migrants will take priority over the immediate needs of Australia's employment market. One of the principal parts of the opposition policy will be selection on the basis of an individual's capacity to integrate into Australian society. Victorian state school teachers will join with those in other states tomorrow in a one-hour stoppage of work. The teachers are protesting at what they believe will be cuts in education expenditure in the coming budget. Bids failed to reach the reserve at two major property auctions today. Overnewton, a medieval-style building with 20 rooms near Keilor, was passed in at $245,000, and there was a later offer of $250,000. The agents say negotiations are continuing for a sale close to the last offer. A Dandenong hotel, the pub, was passed in at $1,450,000. The reserve price was $1.5 million, and negotiations are still going on. The recently modernized hotel in the heart of Dandenong has annual gross takings of nearly $900,000. About 100 railway signal maintenance fitters will continue a strike which caused brief delays on most suburban lines this morning. However, a spokesman for the railways says train services will be affected only when signals or point failures occur. The men stopped work yesterday afternoon over the transfer of two fitters. They voted today to stay out indefinitely. It'll be cheaper to buy many Christmas cards this year than it'll be to post them. To survive the increased postal charges, greeting card manufacturers are planning to produce many more cheaper cards. An estimated 80% of their turnout will cost less than 18 cents. That's news in brief. Next news at 7. It's 6:03.
Many thanks. Paul Vasey, that was, with the news in brief. It's 6:02. Melbourne's weather tonight. Cold, with drizzle at times. Southeasterly to southwesterly winds will average 8 to 12 knots over Port Phillip Bay, with slight to choppy seas. Some further drizzle is expected tomorrow morning, but it should be fine and cool in the afternoon. And the temperature in the city is 9 degrees.
This is Richard Coombe.
This is Richard Coombe.
This is Richard Coombe.
This is Richard Coombe.
Doing the jive talking at 6:07.
Oh, it's a good, good feeling. It's a good, good, good feeling when you give a little something to someone else today. And it's a good, good feeling. It's a mighty good, good feeling when you've given of yourself to help another on his way.
This is Bert Newton. We Red Cross blood donors know the feeling. Do you? Contact the blood bank now and get the good feeling.
ABC. 9 degrees in town at 6:07.
Radio 3 LO.
Delicious Colleen Hewitt and a song she wrote herself called I Can't Fly.
You're standing high, don't know why. Wait a while, you say I can't reach you and I cry. If you'd meet me halfway, you could show me the way to stand high. But I stand high, but I can't fly. If there was just a thin line, I would try hard to climb. Won't you show me the way? I don't wanna stay. If there was just a thin line, I would try hard to climb. Won't you show me the way? I don't wanna stay. Wait a while.
could go through. Wait a while, can you hear me? Can I come along too? We'd be standing alone. Oh, this world is our own. We'll stand.
Colleen Hewitt from M'lady and I Can't Fly. Not only does she sing beautifully, but she writes super songs too. It's 11 past six. Good evening, Graham Dawson.
Good evening, Richard Coombe.
Be nice to see you here, Graham.
Nice to be here, Richard.
You'll be doing sporting highlights, I trust.
Sporting highlights, yes. We still have the program, despite the fact that Graham and yourself were giving it away so readily one night last week.
Yes, well, see, this is going to come to pass when...
I don't think so.
No, so you haven't been told yet, Graham. Sadly, we broke that little piece of news on the air before you'd been told officially.
Well, in tonight's sporting highlights, we have a very...
Yes, make the most of it, Graham, because it's...
Well, we'll start quarter past six, if you like, tonight.
I beg your pardon.
No one would be interested in
the
music.
No, that'd be beaut, actually, because I could slip away. I've got to go home and get changed.
Oh, you're going out tonight again, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to the box premiere.
I see. Anyway, in sporting highlight tonight, Richard, I'm sure you'll be listening on car radio on...
Never miss it, you know that.
That's right. We'll have a very interesting comment on the sub-350-mile run by John Walker.
Don't try that again.
3:50 run by John Walker in Sweden last night. It's easy as that. And a comment from Alan McGilvray on the Australian cricket match in Northampton, and also today's racing results. And I believe we'll have Brian Wood on the line from the Trotting Control Board with an interesting story, a late scoop. But I won't tell you about that one.
Oh, well, of course, with all those other dazzling little things in the program, I'll be listening.
Of course you will.
Yes, to 3DB. No, I'll be listening. I always like to hear who says, 3:00 Melbourne, it's 6:45. So I just sort of make little bets with myself. I get to about Toorak Road by that stage, and I just make little bets whether you will say it or whether, well, tonight it'll be Paul Vasey.
I'll say it.
You'll say it, will you?
You can like get your bet on early.
All right.
Top odds.
100-1, Graham Dawson. Interesting. It's 17 minutes away from sporting highlights with Graham Dawson tonight on Melbourne's 3LO. That means it's 13 past six.
Lonely, ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, babe, should never have the blues. Let me help. I got two for me. Let me help. You would sure do me good. To do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. Don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. If I can do anything at all, let me help. If your child needs a dad, I can help. I can do anything at all, let me help. A child needs a dad, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good, let me help.
Gentlemen, this is Captain Tobias Wilcock welcoming you aboard Coconut Airways Flight 3722 to Bridgetown, Barbados. We will be flying at an height of 32,000 feet and at an airspeed of approximately 600 miles per hour. Refreshments will be served after takeoff. Kindly fasten your safety belts and refrain from smoking until the aircraft is airborne.
Whoa, I'm going to Barbados. Whoa.
Barbados. That's a favourite of the moment by Typically Tropical called Barbados. 19 past 6, 11 minutes from Graham Dawson and Sporting Highlights. At 7 o'clock, the national news on Melbourne's LO, and at a quarter past 7, in Bill Ackfield's absence, John Amies with the music, through till 10.
Plant a seed in the ground, sprinkle sunshine all around. Ooh. Rain may fall, soft winds blow, that won't be enough to make it grow. You gotta help it, you know. Give it love, give it love. Everything can use a lot. Give it hope, yeah. Give it everything. Bake a cake for a friend. Gather what you need to blend. You see something that's not on the recipe. Just add it liberally. Give it love, give it love. Everything can use a lot. Give it hope, love. Give it everything you got. Give it love, love. Everything can use a lot.
Unhappily, Linda's only had one album release, most successful though. It's called Linda, Linda George, and Give It Love. Must be a new one just around the corner, which is good news. It's 23 past 6, this is Melbourne's LO. Here's something that I heard in Mary's programme, I think it was last Friday, certainly last week, and toward the end of the week. It's Art Garfunkel with a beautiful little thing called Fueya.
Fueya, so they love you want. Na mi se maio, peio, sove la fi moa. Na mi se maio, peti moa palad ma kui kai kangan si mi lo. Peti moa palad ma kui kai kangan. Say my name, oh, sauver la vie, moi, la misère, moi.
That's Art Garfunkel and a beautiful little thing called Fuego, subtitle, Oh, Do Spacemen Pass Dead Souls on Their Way to the Moon. Original music by Johann Sebastian Bach and the lyrics by Linda Grossman Garfunkel, Art Garfunkel's wife. 26 minutes past six, and Graham Dawson in 3 minutes with tonight's sporting highlights. This has been Richard Coombe. I thank you for your company, and I shall return tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock with Graham Kennedy. Have a happy and safe night, and stay with Melbourne Zello for music with John Ames.